Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the 6th anniversary of the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show on 95.9 FM, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 6th anniversary of the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show. Seems like only yesterday I was doing this for the first time back in 2018. But anyway, it's so good to be coming into your homes again. From Bob and I and all the DJs as well as the other staff here, we thank you for keeping us on the air. Whether you're listening to us from your car or truck or at home, we do appreciate all of you keeping us on the air for 6 years. I know I've had a blast in the 6 years that I've been doing this, and hopefully look forward to many more years to come. Hopefully I continue to remain in good health unless COVID decides to spoil one of my anniversaries. So, unless we have a big party, like if it comes to my 10th anniversary and COVID or some illness decides to spoil the party. Hopefully that doesn't happen, though. Before I continue on, I wanted to say something that I was mentioning to Bob here a few minutes ago. The Buck and Roy era of Hee Haw has returned to RFD TV and is back on Saturday nights. And I've got a couple of new songs in the works. One's an old Buck Owens tune called High on the Mountain, and the other one I've learned the chorus well enough to this next one that I think I'm able to do part of it. It's called Nobody's Darling, which I believe was a big hit for Jimmy Davis back in 1934. But anyway, Nobody's Darling, the chorus goes like this.
Nobody's darling but mine, love. Be honest, be faithful, be kind, and promise me that you will never be nobody's darling. Mine.
Like I say, those two songs are in the works, and now that Hee Haw's back on the air, you'll probably hear, I'll probably come up with all sorts of new stuff, so that I promise will not take a year, as long as it took me to learn Burgers and Fries and Cherry Pies by Charlie Pride.
The learning is accelerating.
That's right, it is. Anyway, and speaking of Charlie Pride's Burgers and Fries and Cherry Pies, I've got the song, a whole song learned, and I would like to do the whole song for you now. So let me do for you now Burgers and Fries and Cherry Pies. Burgers and fries and cherry pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Changes come and go. Had our share, I know. But it seems we don't have time for love anymore. Little things we did each day. Little things we used to say. Oh, I long to do the things we did before. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Well, I'm still the same old me. That's all I'll ever be. Oh, I'd like to think that you're the same old you. We lost something down the line that I wish we both could find. I long to do the things we did before. When it was burgers and fries and cherry pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above. With the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. That still has got a little bit of work left to do, as you can see, but I'm slowly getting better. With that, I'd like to do a couple Kenny Rogers tunes. This one is called, the first one's called The Gambler, and the second one will be Coward of the County. On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness, till the boredom overtook us. He began to speak. He said, "Son, I made a life
out of reading people's faces and knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back towards the window, crushed out his cigarette and faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Everyone considered him the coward of the county. Never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama called him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. Now he was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. Took care of Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. Now I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was agree. And in her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. And they took turns at Becky. There were three of them. Tommy opened up the door and saw his Becky crying. A torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace, took down his daddy's picture. As the tears fell on his daddy's face, I heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the barroom. And one of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yeller's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the barroom, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky." As he watched the last one fall, and I heard him say, "I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you done. I'll walk away from trouble if, when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I couldn't turn the other cheek. Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county."
Okay, next I'd like to do an old Bill Anderson tune. This one's called Bright Lights and Country Music.
I love those bright lights and country music. I won't stay home and cry tonight like all the nights before. I've just learned that I don't really need you anymore. I found a little place downtown where guys like me can go, and they've got bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music, a bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say bright lights and country music. Stand a bottle filled with wine, honky-tonk guitars are made for men with women on their minds. Nothing else can take away this loneliness of mine. What like bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music, a bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say bright lights and country music. I love those bright lights and country music.
Okay, next I'd like to do Willie Nelson's My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys.
Dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Stepping back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. You can die from the cold in the arms of nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles, old worn out memories. No place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves, and they're slowly stepping back of themselves, their slow moving dreams.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next I'd like to do a couple of songs from my friend John Westbrook. The first one is called Ride On, and the other one is called The Old Woods Runner. Ride on, ride on, like a dusty old cowboy. Ride on, ride on, put the spurs to the bay. Oh, the Tetons are shining in the moonlight up ahead. You just make one more pass, and it's downhill from there. It's a hard ride from Gardner to Jackson on a night that's so cold, the coyotes won't even howl. And if you're missing your lady like I am, you ride on through the night, there's no stopping now. She was fed up with my whiskey and my women. She left me for Jackson, my family and home. Yes, the rodeo life is exciting, but a man's got to live right. Ride on, ride on, like a dusty old cowboy. Ride on, ride on, put the spurs to the bay. Oh, the Tetons are shining in the moonlight up ahead. You just make one more pass, and it's downhill from there. Well, my rodeo buddies, they're gonna miss me. I put miles on the road, and I've won my fair share. But my lady was left to be lonely on a night I was winning. I should have been there. So ride on, like a dusty old cowboy. Ride on, put the spurs to the bay. Oh, the Tetons are shining in the moonlight up ahead. You just make one more pass, and it's downhill from there. Yes, you just make one more pass, and it's downhill from there. Drinks his fill, moves slowly up the hill, headed for the forest and the streams. Though he's given it his best,
There's a pounding in his chest. This hair heals a lot steeper than it seems. Nearly 6 years of running with the deer, freezing up his legs down in the snow. There's an aching in his bones, and the way that old north wind blows tells him what he doesn't want to know. Gone forever, that young man he knew, who moved through the forest like a breeze. Gone forever, that all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees. His old eyes start to fade as he starts back down the hill, far from the forest and the streams. Swears someday he'll return, but knows he never will. He sits back in his chair and he dreams. The old man dreams he's a young man again, and moves through the forest like a breeze. Warms by the fires from all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees. Long been laid to rest, been 30 years I guess, but I still feel his presence in the trees. And I think of him sometimes, when I've got some hills to climb, and life's brought me down to my knees. Gone forever, that old man I knew, who moved through the forest like a breeze. But I'll long remember all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees. Yes, I'll long remember all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees.
Okay, next, before I do my next set of songs, I just wanted to mention that while I don't have any other dates lined up at this time, I do have Red Ants Pants coming up in July. July 26th, I will be a side stage Montana ambassador again at the Red Ants Pants Music Festival. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, make sure you get them, and don't hesitate, because it's always a sold out crowd, and tickets are hard to come by. Other than that, I don't think I have a whole lot else going on. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, I got two more new songs in the works. High on the Mountain, a new High on the Mountain song by Buck Owens, and then the Nobody's Darling But Mine, which I should have ready to go by next month. So uh, again, stay tuned for that. And again, we thank you all for tuning us in over the last 6 years. We've been on the air, and we look forward to doing many more years. So. With that, I want to do another Charlie Pride tune. This one's called Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. Of a smiling face anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Of happiness, but some of them never learn that it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and man in love, and the answer is in the song that I always sing. You got to kiss an angel good morning. Butter when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Okay, next I'd like to do Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Logic.
There's a great American hero that we all look up to. When the times are hard and the chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. And if you ask for his advice, you're more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. It's a dollar bill, spend it before it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, deck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution to just about anything.
Let me do that again. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, write it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off and get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution to just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old cowhand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you seen three men in a pickup dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. 'Cause first, he don't have to drive, and then he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution to just about anything. He's got a simple solution to just about anything.
When I was a kid, my little sister got the middle seat. 'Cause little sister. So I got stuck with the gate.
So, oh, that's good. You were raised on a farm or ranch too?
Yeah, on a ranch, yeah. Yeah.
Little sister didn't like opening the gate.
She wasn't too fond of it, yeah. When she was very little, it was, she was little enough, it was too much of a struggle. And then as she got older, she learned how to just kind of slide on in and just keep doing that.
Well, that's funny. Next, I'd like to do Merle Haggard's Okie from Muskogee. We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn the draft cars down on Main Street. We like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving. But we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning still the biggest thrill of all.
Leather boots are still in style if a man needs footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. Football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids, they still respect their college team. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Okay, next I'd like to do one other Merle Haggard song that I don't believe I've done for a while, called Tonight, Big City Turn Me Loose, Set Me Free. Been working every day since I was 20. I haven't got a thing to show for everything I've done. And there's folks who've never worked and they've got plenty. Think it's time guys like me had some fun. So turn me loose, set me free, somewhere in the middle of Montana. Give me all I've got coming to me, and keep your retirement and your so-called big city, turn me loose, set me free. Hey, big city, turn me loose, set me free. I'm I'm going to take a quick sip of water before my mouth goes dry.
All right. Hope everybody's enjoying the beautiful day out there in the Gallatin Valley, the Bozeman area. It's a pretty one today. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. And we're happy to have you along, as Larry said, for the 6th anniversary of the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show, which is about 2 weeks or so after the 6th anniversary of the first day we got on the air. Larry was one of the first shows that we actually did live in the studio, and it's been a wild ride, a lot of fun since then.
Bob, just out of curiosity, when was KGVM's anniversary? When did you guys go on the air as a station?
I think it was the 11th of May.
The 11th?
So, yeah. Yeah, we weren't on the air too many weeks before we did your first show. So
I've always wondered that. I've tried to remember like when KGVM's birthday was, but couldn't quite remember. I tried to remember.
Yeah, May 11th was the day. The first day that was.
Oh, wow.
That was an adventure.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Every show that I do seems to go by pretty fast, and it's hard to believe that my 6-year anniversary show is almost over. With that, I'm going to close out with one final song and hopefully squeeze in some closing remarks. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to feel, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first Okay, with that, I want to say, I just wanted to say thanks to KGVM, who has let me do this for the past 6 years. There's one person I forgot to thank at the top of the show. I don't believe she lives here anymore. Her name's Rachel Lath. I kind of joke around with this, but she graded my paper when I took my test, and I joke around with this that somehow she decided to let me pass. And so Rachel, if you're out there listening somewhere, I appreciate you letting me pass and letting me have a future in broadcasting. Uh, And again, thank you also very much for keeping us on the air for so long. It's been a joy for me. I've had a blast in my six years of doing this, and I hope to be doing this, hope to be entertaining you for many more years to come. And with that, I said I was going to do one more, and I'm going to try to squeeze in the auctioneer, so... Hey, well, all right, sir, here we then, what are you gonna give for? I'm a 25, what are you give me 30, make it 30, bid it a bomb, $30 on a will, give me 30 now, 5, for a bid of 5, make it a 5, 5, bid it now, $40 on a bomb. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma, and she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon he'd find a man at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he'd begin to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gonna make my mark and be an auctioneer. 25 dollar bid now, $30 bid in the game, but then I make a $30 bid, a bomb, a $30 bid, a game, a $30 bid, a $30 bid. $30 bid now, $35 bid, a game, a $35, make a $35, then a $35, you would have bid, a $35 bid. As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't just keep practice, call it at the bone night and day. His pub would find him behind the barn, just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. And his pep said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man sauntering at auction. He's an arrogant name. I'll send you off to auction school, and then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the boys. $35 on a bit and I fold it on a foot and a bit. $40 bid, a bomb, $40 will give me $40 bid, a $40 bid. $40 bid now, $45 will give me $45, I'll make you $45, bid a $45, you would have bid it at a $45 bid. So from that boy who went to school, that grew a man that played a cool, he came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. And the people came from miles around just to hear him making that rhythmic sound. They fill their hearts with such a happy cheer. And his fame was spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the top cent on the land. Let's pause and give the man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid and a $50 bid, then they give me $50, make a $50, bomb a $50, will they give me $50, and a $50 bid. $50 bid and a $55, will they give me $50, make a $55, will they give me $50, so the whole for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, till up the gate on the mile and walk them both. You will come along at number 29, and what are you gonna give for? I'm a 25 and I get 35 and we're delivered to make it now. 55 now, 65 now, 75 and 85 and 95 and 100 now, 25 and 7 now, 80 now, 30 now, 4 and 5 and now, 90 and those are the ball. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes the 6th anniversary show of the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show. Thank you all for tuning in, and I'll see you all next month. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I can't think of a better song to end your show with than that one. All right.